thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
wild back in the jungle.
Kamel Nido. Anyway, this is The Hound. This is WFMU. I'm back. And what was all that? That was the Terry Tones with Sinner, Counting Backwards, the Imps with That'll Get It. The Rockin' R's with Mustang, the Roulettes with Venus Rock, and we open up with the Royal Tones and Flamingo Express. And what do we got today? We got some of the old same old trash Blues Hangover. We got some new stuff. We got a Hula Hangover today, and we're going to have a rave up with it's Jeff Beck's birthday, so we'll do some Yardbirds stuff. Il Brute, you got any mic there? No, you're dead. What happened to your, what happened to your mic there? Yeah. Somebody stuck it in the
Hello.
Room. Yeah, oh, you're on there now.
Yeah, which wrong
Il
hole?
Il Brute is here. Two ice coffees and
yeah, and a thin skin.
Yeah.
Folks, I'm here to tell you we're all really pleased as punch and just swelling with pride about this Hawaiian hangover thing.
Yes.
And we've got the golden scissors.
Hula hangover.
Hula hangover, excuse me.
We thought long and hard about this.
We've got a whole cavalcade of celebrities here for the ribbon-cutting ceremony, and you all are going to get to be part of it in your own small at-home couch-like way.
And Andy the mixologist is here.
Yeah. Aloha.
And let's just kick it off one time with Sonny Fisher. This isn't the Hula Hangover. This is the usual garbage. And it's good garbage. It's my garbage.
It's yours now, folks. She gives me kisses and it feels so fine. It makes me want to roll it, makes me want to rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it and roll it, baby, all night long. Well, slap me, mister, make it pop. If it ain't my baby doing the bop, well, she can roll it, roll it, roll it. Now she can rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it and roll it, baby, all night long. Well, I told my baby when she held me close that she was the one I loved the most. Makes me wanna roll it, roll it, roll it. Makes me wanna rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it and roll it, baby, all night long. Well, I love my women and I love them fine. They give me gifts and it feels so fine. It makes me want to roll it, roll it, roll it. It makes me want to rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it. If it ain't my baby doing the bop, well, she can roll it, roll it, roll it. Yeah, she can rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it and roll it, baby, all night long. Well, I told my baby when she held me close that she was the one that I love most. Makes me want to roll it, roll it, roll it. Yeah, I roll it.
Fire. All the guys go, will
This is a hit.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes like this here.
I've got a little girl, sweet as can be, right from her head down to her knees. But every time I try to hold her real tight, she says, down boy, down boy. That ain't right. Nah, nah. I'll tell you when. I took this pretty chick to a show one day. Spent all my money the easy way. Just when I thought my future looked bright, she says, down boy, down boy. That ain't right. Nah, nah. I'll tell you when. We went honky-tonking for days at a time. I thought for sure that she would be mine. But when I said, let's not be polite, she says, down boy, down boy. That ain't right. Nah, nah. I'll tell you when. Going to the river, I can't stand it no more. That gal has me walking the floor. Cause when I try to park for the night, she says, down boy, that ain't right. Not now, I'll tell you when. Let me know when, baby, everything's all right.
Thank you. This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Look, Bruce, it's the bat signal.
Yes, are you ready, Robin?
Yes, Batman. Shall I start the nuclear power for the Batmobile?
Right again, Robin.
Okay, Batman.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange.
Now, and, are we getting like a percentage for participating in the hype there?
Oh, we got our piece of the $30 million publicity campaign, I believe.
Good deal.
Unfortunately, it was a very small piece. Now, I'm still mad that they let Prince do the soundtrack and not Link Wray. That was Link Wray.
Or Neil Hefti, for that matter. Yeah, or the ghost of Nelson Riddle.
With the Batman theme. Counting Backwards, Paul Gayton with Down Boy. Ray Wisnat with Rock That Rhythm. The Blonde Bomber, not Ronnie Dawson, the other blonde bomber, the dark-skinned one with Strolly Bun. We open up with Sonny Fisher and Rockin' and Rollin'.
So how come every time I sit next to somebody in a bar, they're like saying to somebody
else... They put their hand on your knee?
Well, yeah, that. And when they're through doing that, they say to somebody else, it's just the casting coup of the decade having Jack Nicholson play the Joker, when it seems like he's sort of been playing the Joker in every movie he's done for the last 10 years, you know?
I don't know why.
At least this time he gets the pancake makeup.
I don't know. I'm just glad that Jack Palance has a good role.
Yeah.
I think. I don't know. I haven't seen it.
Good man to have working. I love the fact that the reviews are like, oh, keep the kids at home. It's
well,
grim.
Yeah, it's been described as downbeat, which is also, which, but kind of...
Very boring magazine.
Yeah. I tell you, it's, I've been downbeat and depressed for years now, and now that it's fashionable, like, that's the same reviews.
Oh.
They've been saying the same thing about the new David Bowie record, which I have not heard, and I don't care if I ever do, but,
yeah.
You know, who cares? Anyway, we got things to renounce.
Well, Andy, speaking for Andy and myself, we don't.
I do.
Okay.
Empire State Soul Club this Thursday at 145 Hudson Street. That's about, you know, 8, 9 o'clock at start. It gets rolling. Tonight over at CBGB's, the Dragsters, they're going real early, 10:30. But the big draw, of course, is those fabulous wild dancing girls, Wild Girl and Marty.
Yeah.
The Dragsters.
The Dragsters.
Yes.
Hubba.
And...
That's
I guess
Squared.
That's it. You got a gig this week, Gilbert?
No. Hey, hold the phone. Gary Balaban's got something he's doing over at the Strip. I forget what. And
oh, the Soul Assassins are at the Strip
yes,
tonight.
Yes, and Big John Havorka. This is president. I'm president and only member of his fan club, I believe.
Havorka.
He's playing with his band Havorka at the Ludlow Street Cafe for free.
Havorka, the Killer Whale. That's Ludlow Street and. Yeah, you can stop in as a bachelor party for Baby Lee Walker, who's getting married tomorrow. Congratulations, Baby Lee.
So much for the surprise, Simon.
Oh, whoops. Well, I figure if they, you know.
Nah, he's listening to AC/DC tapes. It's okay.
Yeah.
And hopefully, if you're near Coney Island, go to the Mermaid Parade.
Right now, the Mermaid Parade
report
is
to Coney Island
on.
Immediately. Take your bro box so you can travel with
the hound.
If you
can't get to Coney Island.
Put your fins on, take your shirt off, swim on.
This may still be going on. It was supposed to start at noon today, but I was over there and it didn't seem to start at the vacant lot on 9th Street between Avenue C and D.
Yes, folks.
Today, bottle throwing practice. That's right.
Bring your good stuff.
Bottle throwing practice, because we're going to need it this summer.
Yep. And work on those split finger pitches. Talk about junk balling.
Yeah. Did you hear the story about those cops who were practicing for demonstrations?
Well, we were just going to get to that, Andy.
Ah, gosh, how apropos can I get?
Yeah.
It's hard.
He's sneaking a peek at the clipboard.
That brings us to our next story, as if you didn't know.
Pertaining to cops versus cops, riot training gets out of hand. A police riot control training session in Brooklyn got a little realistic last night, a little too realistic. Hate it when that happens. Red-faced police officials confirmed. The fracas involved 70 cops from the Brooklyn North Task Force.
Isn't that pronounced frucus?
I don't know. It's one of those things you read.
It's called fribble.
Yeah. A mobile police patrol unit that is shifted to whichever precinct it is needed in. 60 plainclothes cops from Brooklyn South. The North cops who work in uniform are playing the role of, yes, uniformed cops.
There's a question here for you. The cops are divided into two groups, right? One is playing cops, and the other one's playing demonstrators. Now, some of the cops get hurt. Guess which group of cops gets hurt?
The riot training was supposed to teach the cops how to deal with crowds. It was instituted as a result of the Tompkins Square Park riots, with an S, last August, in which untrained and unsupervised young cops were overreacted, brutalizing several innocent civilians, including
Whoops.
People we know.
Yeah.
People were giving out few details on whether last night's mock exercise was a Tompkins Square Park replay, or how or why the cops battled each other, or how they got hurt, but a police spokesman chalked it up to the realistic training involved.
Yeah.
Quote, it seems to have gotten a little out of hand, end quote. When it was all over and the dust had settled, at least 4 cops wound up at local hospitals.
There you go, folks. Get yourself over to bottle throwing practice.
Yeah, exactly. You know, come on, get up out of bed, grab those empties and go. It only costs you a nickel a throw.
Yep.
It doesn't point out in this, but what Andy said is absolutely right. The ones that got hurt were from the anti-crime squad who were playing demonstrators and were in plain clothes. I assume a lot of, like, REM t-shirts and, you know, die yuppie scum things and stuff.
Yeah. Should we get some... Well, this isn't really a news story. It's more of a human interest story, but this is one for Il Brucci, definitely.
What, again?
You won't be able to save it. It's an interview with the top executioner in Saudi Arabia.
Really?
Chops off heads and hands and
the
stuff.
Man who loves his
job. I'll do it. I'll do it.
Shoot fire.
On the whole, this Saudi executioner, he's their top guy. His name is Saeed Al-Sayef Saudi. And he's a happy headsman. He favors beheading over chopping off the hands of thieves. Frankly, it's easier to chop a head off since the act means the end of the story for this criminal. He's 60 years old and he's still going strong. Chopping off a hand needs more courage since you are cutting off a part of the body of an individual who is going to survive.
Does it say anything about him working on the slice in his golf game?
Yeah, no. Saeed means happy in Arabic. And his last name means swordsman executioner. He changed his second name when he got the job 35 years ago. And that time, he happily has cut off more than 600 heads. That's one for Guinness.
Mm-hmm.
The executioner says
he wanted to have a Guinness over, that's for sure.
He enjoys his work since he is carrying out Islamic justice as required by the Quran.
Guess
the
Quran, who's going to heaven.
The Quran decrees convicted murderers be beheaded and thieves lose a hand. The Saudis last year ruled that drug smugglers also should be executed. A little personal history on the guy. He joined the army at age 20. He said he enjoyed watching the executioners work, and he always hung out there Friday after their prayer sessions. He later applied for the job, which carried a salary of $36 a month. But now, let's get to the real heart of the matter here. $133 each for each head.
$133 per head?
Now, his regular salary is $36 a month, but he gets an extra $133 for each head.
It's like
right.
Roger Clemens, like contract renegotiation.
A lot of those drug dealers
anyway,
have diamonds in their teeth.
Here's some more quotes from the charming little fella. I always look forward to the opportunity to chop off more heads so that I can earn more money. Over a period of time, it's become very easy, sort of a job. In fact, I felt like it was easy to do an execution. I have chopped off the heads of more than 600 criminals and cut off more than 60 hands of thieves. First, he slices off the upper part of the convict's shirt with the sword to expose the kneeling victim's neck. Then he uses a single swift stroke across the neck. He uses a pistol for executing women to avoid having to cut off their clothing and reveal naked flesh, which is also against Islamic law. But think about how thick, you know, a neck is and all the muscle, bone, tissue. Get through that in one slice
chainsaw.
With a saber. No, I mean, so...
I bet you he's a good father, too.
I bet he uses free weights. Anyway, we have another head story, but that's coming up in a little while.
We're also coming up on 7 minutes as the
Yeah,
as
we're
going
to get back to
by.
Some more music. What do we got queued up? Milton Allen. I know you were waiting for this one. Oh, no, it's not Milton Allen. You know what? Let's go right in. I missed the cue.
Shift gears here.
Now, Gus Jenkins is also queued up, and then we'll go into Milton Allen.
Doesn't that mean under Islamic law that I can cut your head off?
My finger. Luckily, we're not Islamic.
Yeah. This portion of the Big Bill Collins Show has been brought to you by City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. City Barbecue specializes in barbecue ribs, rib tips, hot Lincolns, and also swamps. That's at City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. For the best in barbecue, where will you get it? And it's not for one place. That's City Barbecue. That's City Barbecue, located at 151 12th Page Avenue in Harvard, Illinois. When you drive up in there, tell Big Bad Henry that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
I've been living in a room without curtains, sleeping on the bedroom floor. But there's one thing for certain, I ain't gonna do it no more. Gonna move it like a king. Move it like a king. I've been missing a meal every day, eating beans without no meat, walking up and down the street, no shoes on my feet. Gonna live like a king. Gonna live like a king. Gonna live like a king. Just like you did before. I got a heart full of dreams, but feeling no one around. I found the answer to my prayer. Now I'm on me, but I'm gonna live like a king. We'll live like a king. Try to keep it rock and roll. Friend, no one around. I found the answer to my prayer. Now I'm on me about here. I'm gonna live like a king. I'm gonna live like a king. I'm gonna live like a king. Try to keep a rock and roll.
If you don't advertise, you don't have a business. Advertising is our business at Winning City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street. We specialize in trucks lettering, wall, show cars, windows, circlers, and pluggers. For fast and instant service, why not call Winning City at this number? That number is 933-9527. That number again is 933-9527. No job are too large or too small for Winning City, and we are open every day in the week except Sunday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We also paint murals on custom-made van. Like I said, that's Winning City Sign Company, located at 2455 East on 75th Street, and that number again is 933-9527. When you go walk in there, tell them that you heard it on the Big Bill Collins Show.
Honey, I'm ripping you the reed.
she stopped and let's have a good talk. Hey, Missy Miss, please don't pass me by. Yeah, hey, Missy Miss, please don't pass me by.
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down here.
I met her on a rainy day. The sun came out and it stayed that way. I thought my love was here to stay. But I was wrong. Now she's gone. The night is so long. And that's worth driving. Such a short time. I've been all the while. I thought you were mine. But to you it was a game. Must have been blind. But now you're through. You left me blue. I don't know what to do. And that's what's driving.
Driving, driving, driving.
Driving,
driving, driving, driving.
Where's that good old bunny hug and turkey trot in Charleston? And what about the karaoke and the bunny hug, huh? Them was dances. You dance your brains out with those kind of steps.
You got a rebel rock. Hey, you got a rebel rock. Hey, you got a rebel rock. Hey, you got a rebel rock. Let your feelings show. Go, cat, go. If you say you gotta do it, don't. If you don't wanna do it, say you won't. If you say you gotta do it, don't. When you're at home, who in your life's your own. Now, if they're gonna ask you nice, if they're gonna ask you nice, make them have to ask you twice. Make them gotta ask you twice. Have a heart of ice when you're at home. Well, are you ready, rebel? Oh, oh, oh. Are you ready, rebel? Ooh, ooh, ooh. Are you ready, rebel? Ooh, ooh. Are you ready, rebel? Oh, oh. When you're at home, who your life's your own.
Go, man.
Oh!
ask you twice. If they gotta ask you twice, well, they're not gonna ask you nice. No, no, they're not gonna ask you nice. When you're at home, well, your life's your own. One, two, three, well, are you ready, rebel? No, are you ready, rebel?
Rock. See, you know, that it, that evoked the ethos to me of Hootie Sapperticker, I don't know.
And other completely retarded, stupid, worthless records?
Yeah, I ate a pan of hash brownies solo when I was a teenager and ended up laying on the couch watching a Tommy Steele festival. I've never really thought about the guy the same way since.
I'll bet. What were some of the movies he was in? They were all real terrible musicals.
Yeah, and they all aspired to that weird sort of, like, you know, by the beach music hall English thing, you know? Mm,
I can't even remember. I know I've seen a couple, but I don't remember any of the titles. Anyway, counting backwards, Ron Stronan as Bucks with Drive-In, Dale McBride with Prissy Missy, the Twilighters with Live Like a King, Milton Allen with Huggin' and a Kissin'. We opened up with Gus Jenkins and Slow Down. And I guess we should get back to the news. Speaking of heads,
yeah,
kind of warm you up there with that little executioner story. A Bronx janitor, Raphael Miop, searching garbage for nickel deposit cans, found a severed human head, possibly that of housing activist Bruce Bailey. But he threw it back in the trash, police said yesterday, because he couldn't get a nickel for it.
Wrong hat size.
No deposit, no return.
There you go, yeah, man.
Cops were combing the Fresh Kills landfill on Staten Island for the head yesterday after a resident of the janitor's building overheard him talking about the grim discovery.
There's only one thing worse than finding a head, and that's looking for one.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
You're losing
especially
one.
A day like yesterday out in that Staten Island landfill.
Especially that guy, man. It's weird his wife had to identify him in like two separate passes, you know, because, yeah, you know, a scar on his leg and a mole on his back.
Bruce Bailey?
Yeah. You know, that guy tried to organize my building. He still owes me $30. I guess he's taking it to the grave. He's basically came down and hustled the whole building for not tuition, what do you call it, you know, membership fee for the Columbia Tenants Union, and then disappeared, never did a thing for anyone.
Well, evidently he put the squeeze on landlords and tenants, and he was...
He put the bite on 382, that's for sure.
He was canvassing at one point for Lyndon LaRouche and was fired by Lyndon LaRouche for being too anti-Semitic. God, there you go.
Whoops.
Yeah.
Bruce Bailey was a working man. He used
anyway,
to
a listener sent in a news story.
Thank you, listener.
Thank you.
Is this the one? No, this is the... Oh, I'd like to thank the listener who sent in the picture of Dan
yeah,
Quayle.
Yeah, thanks with, a lot. That's very cool.
Dan Quayle with the...
the flamethrower and the
grenade launcher. But that's not the news story. Here's the news story. It was sent in by listener VOS, Wines of Excellence. We'll give him a plug. 25 Minetta Lane, New York.
Yeah.
We got a good taste. Wines of Excellence.
So you ask for Red Rocket. And if they don't have that, ask for White Rocket.
Bird and Train. Thunderbird and Night Train. Well, he's got a name. I know he does. Victor. Thank you, Victor. You want to read this Dateline Honolulu?
Dateline, Honolulu, June 13th, AP. Imelda Marcos sings love songs. Imelda Marcos has released her first record album on which she sings her husband's favorite love songs. Her producer says a music video is to follow. Quote, "This is all so new to me, but it's nice to be recognized for something positive, something beautiful, like music." End quote. Mrs. Marcos said Sunday at a reception to promote the album titled Imelda Papin, featuring songs with Mrs. Imelda Romualdez Marcos.
I see a tour with Mort Downey in the making.
Yeah, on the 12-song album, Mrs. Marcos sings 4 solos, Feelings, and 3 songs in the Tagalog.
What?
And a duet with Mrs. Papin, who produced the album. Oh, is that right? We're working on a music video, and that should be out soon, Mrs. Papin said. We're both really excited about how everything's turned out.
Well,
should do rock and roll shoes or something?
I don't know. Some suggestions, maybe? Is she looking for material? Can we write some songs for her? Anyway, I have nothing funny to say about that.
My man.
Yeah.
I missed that.
I said you can have my husband, but please don't mess with my man.
Maybe she's going to be in the roadshow of Evita.
That would be good, yeah. Anyway, from the Somebody's Always Out to Spoil Your Fun desk.
Which is an ever-growing desk.
Yeah, right. There's two kinds
the
of people in the world.
Stuffed, man.
People that like to have fun and those who don't want you to have any fun.
Yeah.
And
bend your ear about it.
If this is from the South Carolina State House of Representatives, this is Bill number H. 3603. It was proposed in February following the death due to complications from alcoholism of a man who hired himself out for dwarf-tossing events in Myrtle Beach. Here it is, folks.
Best barbecue in the world, by the way.
Whereas a degrading and cruel game has been introduced recently in some bars, saloons, and other public places that consist of a contest to see how high or far a participant can throw or toss a person who by virtue of birth is a dwarf.
We're on the phone.
Now, therefore, be it enacted by the General Assembly of the State of South Carolina, it is unlawful to engage in or sponsor the contest or game known as dwarf tossing, which consists of seeing how high or far a person can toss or throw another human being. A person violating these provisions is guilty of a misdemeanor and upon conviction must be fined no more than $200 or imprisoned for not more than 30 days.
What happens if you get caught tossing somebody who's like
5'5"? I don't
five,
know. What happened to states' rights down in South Carolina?
Well, states' rights is a weird... that's a pretty strange area.
I wouldn't
for,
touch that with your couch.
Yeah, well, you know... Folks, I don't get on a high horse too often, but I mean this. They're doing.
First
they take dwarf tossing. The next thing that's going to go is ferret legging. Okay.
That's true.
You know, Celtic blood sports is the next thing that they're gonna pull out from under us.
Can't take that away from
kinder
me.
Kinder and gentler, my God.
Yeah. When did they start bouncer tossing? Toss a big 250-pound guy.
My sister-in-law's brother, Bo Johnson, used to bowl with his fellow bouncers at the Rockin' R Bar in Montana, in Bozeman, Montana. Mm-hmm. They'd set up bar stools, 10 of them, and throw each other at them.
Really?
Yeah. Well, see, in Montana, they know how to have fun.
It's true. Like anyway, we better might as well play
guys
some more records.
It's the big guys day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got one by Riff Ruffin that Andy gimme. It's a good one. Let's hear it.
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Do the devil dance.
Devil dance.
Do the devil dance.
Devil dance.
If you want romance.
Devil dance.
Do the devil dance.
Devil dance.
If you don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the devil dance. What you gonna do?
Hey, they gonna do a little dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch them go, Daddy. Do the devil.
don't know how to do it, we'll show you how to do the devil dance.
Devil dance.
And hey there, Stroudsburg, what are you going to do?
Hey, those chopper chicks are going to do a dance for you.
Yeah, but they can't dance.
Ah, the heck they can't. Watch them go, Daddy.
Now dig this.
Say, man, let's go cool, huh?
Yeah, man.
You know, down there by Big Black is some of the biggest coons you ever seen.
I really want to go, man.
I got some good dogs. Yeah, man.
What name of your dog, man?
Well, you know I got old Rover.
Yeah?
Yeah, old Rover don't play at all.
Good dog, huh?
I got old Bob.
You mean you don't rabbit?
Yeah, but we don't want him in there. I got a red bone, too.
Oh, that's a coon dog, I know that.
Yeah, boy.
Because I got one, too. Her name is Buck.
Oh, Buck?
Yeah.
He come from a long generation of coon dogs.
And see him, Jim.
Turn him loose. Turn him loose, then. You know that hound is singing a song, boy. That sound like a buck. Summer. Oh, don't pay him no mind, but he's always. He probably off on the wrong. Wait a minute, Dad. That sounds like old. Yeah, that's old Red. I know he got the coon down there in the water.
Boy,
you know that dog got down
there. The coon killed
the sounds of hell.
Well, I got a secret weapon from a Russia for us. It's all right. It's all right. It doesn't blow you all the kingdom. It'll
time for Riot Girls, Riot!
Yes, it's me, and I'm back again. You know me, I'm Andre's friend. Talking about that thing they call a natural fact. It's sweeping the nation, that thing a bacon fat. The record is selling, but the dance is coming slow. So me and my boys gonna show you how it goes. It goes. Do it good, children, do it good. I got mercy. Throw me out in the alley now. Way down where the kangaroos talk. Yes, do it good, for that's what they say you are. Now after you take your left leg and move it back slow, you wiggle your hips and then you go down low. Wind up twice and come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands and give a little jump. It goes. Do it good, chillin'. God mercy. Then you go. Get your hands out of them greens, boy. Shoot daddy down the peas. Then you go. Put a chicken like this. Yeah. Play that music, boy. Play that music. You take your left leg, I say, and take it down low. You wiggle your hips, and then you go down low. Now you wind up twice, and you come up with a bump. Then you clap your hands, chillin', and give a little jump, and go. Do it good, chillin', do it good. Yeah, help yourself there. Put me way down in the alley. Down where they say you are, where the kangaroos talk, then you go. Yeah. God mercy. God mercy. Do it good now.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Go down there, yeah, you better be right, sinner, you better be right. If you ain't right, you going down there, he'll end up being the devil, part of mine. Yeah, you better be right, sinner.
thing we want to mention about rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. But one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right.
Well, everybody's jumping and throwing a shake. It's a brand new beat without any breaking. Just a wiggle and shake until you're out of breath. It's a shake-a-billy-diddy that'll shake you to death. Well, you get a funny feeling all of your own. It's a shake-a-billy feeling, a shaking your bones. Then you know you've discovered a brand new sound. Then all you want to do is shake, shake around. All that shaking down. So we're gonna do some shaking tonight. If an apple, this beats real wild. You're shaking too much and you're no child. My grandma's shaking too and she's 85. She's having the ball, go, go, man, alive. There's something wrong. Now I'm just a shaking and I'm getting my kicks. Now I shake a billy music way out in the sticks. Well, you shake a little here and you shake a little there. Come on, baby. No square, you just hold my hand and squeeze me tight. Cause we're gonna do some shaking tonight.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is The Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. See, I know we yapped a lot last time, so we played 7 in a row.
There you go, folks.
Made up for it. Counting from the back to the front, that was George Fleming and The Shake. Freddie and the Hitchhikers by request, The Sinner.
Yeah, that one goes out to Domino and Phoenix, by the way, two weird theremin guys.
The Little Eddie Hurt and his $5 with How Do You Do the Bacon Fat.
Now you know.
Buddy Wayne with the 007 Dance. That's another blockbuster movie that's coming out, right?
Mm-hmm.
New James Bond movie. I haven't even seen this new James Bond guy.
I saw him in the last one. He's really lame. This one's directed by Peter Hunt, though. He's the guy that cut the first few ones. The good ones.
But doesn't that record sound like the A-Bones?
What?
That 007 Dance.
I don't know.
I think it does. It's
a different rhythm section thing.
Sonny Boy Williamson with The Coon Hunt. The Devils by request with Devil Dance. We open up with Riff Ruffin and Whoop and Holler. Anyhow.
Late-breaking entertainment announcement, folks.
Go ahead.
You know, you got the Strip on one hand. You got Havorka at the Ludlow Street Cafe on the other hand. The Dragsters at CBGB's. Veritable entertainment bonanza in Manhattan. But in the borough of Brooklyn, the borough of churches, Johnny Rods, the unpredictable Johnny Rods, and Black Gorman are going to be taking each other on at the Gleason Gym underneath the Brooklyn Bridge there in the first Mexican freestyle street fight since 1850. Now, folks, you may remember that 1850 was the year that Maximilian and Juarez were they had a Mexican freestyle street fight for, I guess, the loser got executed and the winner got to run the country. What it involves is one hand tied behind the back and the other hand with a small leather glove. So it's sort of like the worst of boxing and wrestling together.
There's another way they do that. Don't they put a scarf in their mouth, one end in one end?
I think that's a Newark freestyle street fight.
Oh,
I'm not sure, though.
Right, right. Subtle difference there.
Anyway, it's at 8 o'clock at the Gleason Gym, which I guess is now the Gleason Arena. And for more information, you can call 718-797-2872 or 77. I can't read my own writing.
Call information and ask for the Gleason Gym. Very famous place.
Yeah, well, there you go. Thanks to listener Billy Miller for that
entertainment tip. Well, let's get back to the news.
You can meet the man that makes the music if you see him there.
Since we're on the fight news, you want to hand me that thing?
Oh, yeah.
The hateful gossip book and fight news?
Yeah. You've been following the Mike Tyson thing?
I've been reading the quotes on the papers when I go for the iced coffee in the morning.
They're good. Well, there's some new ones out today. Jose Torres, former light heavyweight champ, he wrote this book about Mike Tyson, which is being excerpted in Playboy, in case you were not near a newspaper or TV yesterday.
And you need an excuse to buy a jerk rag.
Yeah. And it was all kinds of great quotes in the paper from Tyson yesterday about smacking women and mugging people and stuff.
But the joys thereof.
TV crews camped around Jose Torres' house on Greenwich Street yesterday. I actually saw them. And he was interviewed at his secret Midtown hideout where he was stashed by Warner Brothers
book. The Batcave? I don't know.
Anyway, he's got 12 hours of taped interviews with Mike Tyson to back up what is in his book, so he's not really worried about any lawsuits. But among other revelations that he offered yesterday and that will be in the book that is not yet out, Tyson was under treatment for gonorrhea the night he became the youngest heavyweight champion in history, the night he knocked out Trevor Burbick. 12 hours of tape were made while he was watching his favorite Super Ninja movie over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's the same favorite Super Ninja movie of mine.
I don't know. I do know that he went into that video place where John Ames used to work mm-hmm. the same day as Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson bought all the new Shirley Temple movies, and Mike Tyson bought all the new Kung Fu movies. The publisher deleted sections that were more sexually graphic than the ones in the book.
Huh?
The publisher censored parts of the book. He took out some of the more graphic sexual descriptions, which is really a drag.
What a waste.
Which reminds me of the Batman movie. The scoop we got is supposedly it's real violent. I haven't seen it. But they did cut out 20 minutes of violence in the Batman movie.
Which will be available on cassette. You can't really blame them since they pre-sold about $8 million worth of merchandise to people that wouldn't be old enough to see it if it was R. People without parents or guardians, I guess.
Yeah. Anyhow, we'll do one more news story and then
we'll
go into Hula Hangover.
Yeah, folks, the often promised Hula Hangover is right around the corner. Be there. Aloha.
Let me see. Shocking stunt puts barkeep in hospital. You're the booze editor. Booze and idiocy editor there, Ilbruch.
Yeah, I'm the shocking stunt and booze editor. A Long Island bartender who bet $100 he could place a bar stool atop a utility tower became a human torch yesterday when the stool hit a 69,000-volt line. What's in a number? Mike Doyle, 37. Yeah, stupid Irish guy editor me. Mike Doyle, 37, took the stool at 2:30 a.m. from the King James Pub at 1700 Rockaway Avenue in Lynbrook and climbed a Lilco Tower half block away. 5 minutes after he left, the lights flickered and patrons heard what sounded like a motorcycle backfire, Nassau Police Lieutenant Gary Engels said. Patron Dennis Butler ran out when he heard Doyle scream, found him on the ground, helped him back to the bar. Quote, I lit up like a Roman candle, end quote, Doyle told his buddies. Doyle, who was 60 feet above the ground, had fallen onto barbed wire atop a 20-foot fence and climbed down, he said. The barbed wire probably saved his life, Engels said.
Insult to injury, he lost the bet.
He was in critical condition yesterday with burns over 15% of his body. Jesus.
But he didn't have a hangover.
Yeah. A local spokesman said Doyle would have died instantly had he directly touched the line. Kind of a soft white guy.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. We got it. We got the
Hula Hangover, folks.
tomorrow we're gonna have to go meet it all.
far across the sea. In Hawaii, they used to swing and sway while the steel guitar played. But they've changed their style in the tropical isle, when they change from the hula to the rock,
from the hula, hula, hula to the rock, 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 from the hula, hula, hula to the rock, 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 from the hula, hula, hula to the rock, 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 from the hula to the rock and bar.
She moves her hips up to her fingertips, I feel I'm heaven bound. And when she starts to sway, I've gotta say, she really moves the grass around. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby got a hula loop from the Honolulu. That's rock a hula baby of mine. Although I love to kiss my little hula miss, I never get the chance. I want to hold her tight all through the night, but all she wants to do is dance. Rock, a hula baby, rock, a hula baby got a hula loop from Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine. Baby got a hula loop from the Honolulu. That rock a hula baby of mine. Oh, well, that rock a hula baby of mine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, this is the Hound, and that was it. That was our hula hangover.
A new hour.
Didn't exactly light up the phones.
Well,
well, you know,
go,
it's hard
folks.
To come up with all the ideas after 3 years, you know.
We could do the
3 minutes. A Wagner hangover next week.
No, man, like a...
No, we have an idea.
Happy
no.
to the Butthole Surfers hangover,
no.
the Cowboy Junkies hangover.
No.
You know.
Next week we're doing the Hunch hangover.
Yes. So tune in then. That, by the way, the previous hula hangover goes out to anybody that was lucky enough to have been... sent home from their job as I was and sat through yesterday's Hawaii Five-O episode, the amazing serial murder family one where they can't figure out what the hell's going on because they're killing all these people and getting no money for it. That couldn't be a Vibe report, could it?
Nah, it's on the wrong line. We did get a call from Neptune, though.
And just, you know, that cracker serial murderer family featuring Bo Hopkins and Slim Pickens as father and son, respectively. It was very wonderful.
Jack Lord and Elvis were actually close buddies.
Yeah, and Jack Lord did have to part his hair with a shuffle.
Yeah. Anyway, that was Ebelus with the Rockahula baby. Counting backwards, Bill Browning and his Echo Valley Boys with a Hula Rock. Elmore James and the Hawaiian Boogie. Bet you didn't know Elmore was James was Hawaiian.
I didn't know that.
No.
I know it now, though.
Jimmy Rogers with Everybody Does It in Hawaii.
He wore those shirts.
And we opened up with Kanua and Louie with Tomi Tomi.
Good job, boys.
Tomain Tomain.
Yep. Pass the poi.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Back to the news desk.
Boy, this person isn't going to give up. Maybe we should put them on the air.
What, this phone call?
I don't know.
No, because it mean, if they're calling out, it means they're not listening.
Yeah.
All right, from the somebody wants to spoil
can you play some hot tuna?
Your fun issue. Clifton Park, New York. An upstate supermarket.
Formerly a really fun place.
Formerly, but not anymore. An upstate supermarket pulled the plug on Life's current issue, Life Magazine's current issue, after two mothers dubbed the cover pornographic.
The very disappointing bra issue?
Right. The photograph showing a woman in a white shirt that has unbuttoned to reveal a strapless lacy bra illustrates an article marking the 100th birthday of the brassiere. Quote unquote, if I have gone into a supermarket and opened up my shirt, they'd arrest me for indecent exposure, said Elizabeth Etzel.
That all depends, Mrs. Etzel.
Yeah, well, it's a good chance, yeah. Clifton Park mom, who was burned up over the bra issue during a visit to a grand union outside of Albany last week. I was just appalled. It was blatant pornography, said Etzel, 28. Now, wait a second, this woman's younger than me. She grew up
There are a lot of them out there.
I mean, yeah, obviously. No, but I mean, she did grow up in, like, the post, John Holmes, Alice Cooper. You know, I think
she must have missed it when it was on Broadway, you know?
Geez. Well, they have to keep Playboy and Penthouse in brown wrappers, but there was Life magazine with a flasher on the front cover. Her neighbor, Tracy Lewis, age 23, I swear to God, the younger generation are morons. Also complained to the stores.
You're right. Don't swear.
So don't shop. So did she.
California, there's nothing to lose. without talking. That's what I got to say. I used to think I knew it. Man, I swore through it. Things like El Cheddar ain't the things that matter. That's one thing I can do without. I'm not talking. That's what I got to say. Things I say. Call you. That's one thing I can do without. Talking, well, that's what I got to say. That's what things are awful. Not just being awful, that's what things are flaming. Not just being famous, that's one thing I can do without.
Oh, meanwhile back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, and that's our Jeff Beck birthday vomology.
That gladdens a sad heart, man.
Yeah.
This takes me back to 17, you know?
From the back to the front there, we heard Train Kept a Rollin'. This is all Yardbirds. I Ain't Talking. Psycho Daisies, which I think was the last thing he cut with them. Live on the BBC version of Done Somebody Wrong, and the mono, which is different than the stereo version of
For those of you scoring along at home.
And, you know, I mean, he was in that bad car wreck in 68. Maybe he didn't die, but he was so brain damaged, he got rid of his Telecaster Esquire, Axe Fender Esquire, and got a Les Paul, which is a sure sign of brain damage.
Yeah, his
sound really went to hell after that.
Quoted as saying that, the first time he picked up the Les Paul, that he just wondered why he'd ever had that Fender in the first place. And
it's just a stain. You can go off a spot of tea and come back, it'll be going, woo, woo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so...
Knucklehead.
Happy birthday, idiot.
Yeah.
You haven't made a good record in how many years? 21 years.
Seven.
Anyway, our food is here. This is WFMU East Orange. That's a legal ID. And so it's right. We're going to eat, and you guys can listen to the Blues Hangover. We're going to kick it off with Little Walter. Good way to begin it, right?
Times Square, you gotta listen to the sound of the hound.
Dreaming, oh yeah, yeah, I want your love and
Friends, 7:30. God have given Pastor a message of faith for you. A message of faith for you. The devil have gone far enough. The devil have gone far enough. Prayer warriors, meet me on my knees, on your knees, Friday night at 7:30. And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer. My God, the prayer team are sitting by the telephones right now to pray the prayer of faith for you.
And you obeyed.
Yes, I did. So the pastor just prayed for me. And I came this morning, and I feel in my body that God has delivered me. And he done for you, my mother.
Somebody praise the Lord. What did the Lord do for you today, honey?
God brought me back to the house of the Lord once again with me and my son. My mother brought me here, and I feel that God has touched me.
You believe God done touched you?
He has touched me.
Somebody give the Lord a hand clap.
Wine and feeling much fine. Ain't no use you stand up there looking like me 3 shades in the wind, 'cause I'll see one of these.
tears and knock you on your knees. And we all gotta go to jail, cause I don't care when I'm tired of messing with you. You know, when I first met you, babe, I told you that I would do everything I could for you. Buy you fine clothes, a big automobile. Now look what you're doing, riding around here with these cats and these long gray pants and long toe shoes. Come telling me about you gonna have plenty of money. Now you know that ain't gonna ever work with the bebop boy. Cause I'm gonna let you go. Your hair all nappy and your clothes all torn. Where in the world you been? I'm working hard every day. You eating up all my meat. Won't get up and cook me nothing to eat. I'm digging and slaving and cutting up that concrete. I'm just about got cold feet. I'm about to let that woman go. Hang around these beer gardens and these garbage cans. Now look, I'm going to talk about you now. Yes, I told you what I
Remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap. Wow. Then take a nice long sip. Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer. Well, you're thirsty. How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records. Well,
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound.
Hell, the
this
darkness.
This is WFMU East Orange. Finished eating. You missed. What you heard was that was the Blues Hangover. That was Ken Banks with the Amazing High, Counting Backwards. Joe Hill Lewis with Gotta Let You Go. Dr. Ross, Polly Put the Kettle On. Jerry McCain with I Need Somebody to Love. And we opened up with Little Walter and Boogie. What you missed was our conversation about who our most hated sports figures in history are. So we're going to just carry it on right here. I say Pete Rose and Tom Landry.
Pete Rose has gotten to the point where I'd love to hate him so much that I've grown this sort of weird affection for him.
Well, now that they're showing
it's like falling in love with your torturer.
The live courtroom footage on ESPN has oh, boy.
Pete Rose is so cool because every time you take a picture of him, he's got his eyes closed and his mouth open, and he just looks like a pig, you know? Every single possible ugly face that
okay,
he could possibly make.
Okay, Gary Carter. He's disgusting.
He's a recent one. Even more recent is Oral Hershiser.
He is
gives
repulsive.
Me a pain.
Well, who is your... Ilbridge has not really spoken on who his all-time most hated sports figure are, and I'm...
I grew up in Redskin country. I genuinely despise the Washington Redskins and everything they stand for. There's a lot of really awful guys on that team. Joe Theismann, maybe? I don't know. You know, for saying this, if we were broadcasting in the D.C. area, somebody would come over here with a rock and pound my head in for saying that. It's like how repulsive
well, you know, with this low ceiling stretching all the way down to South Carolina, you could really... Maybe somebody did pick it up.
Yeah.
Anyway, which brings us back to the news, I guess.
You said Tom Landry, right?
Tom Landry, I really despise.
He's your least favorite figure in sports? Maybe Steinbrenner, maybe? I don't know.
Well, he's not a sports... I say owners and sportscasters right. Don't count, because Steinbrenner would far and away carry
the one married to Brigitte, the ex-Jet.
Mark Gastineau!
That's it. He is the most repulsive man in sports history.
Yeah, I think...
What
thank
a
you,
creep.
Andy.
Andy the bartender, many years leaning against that bar, listening to people
listening to idiots
talk
like
trash.
Us blather about.
And there you go. He comes
teams
up with
we know nothing about.
Anyway, 14 members of the Dallas Cowboys cheerleaders say they're quitting because the new owner of the team wants them to wear skimpier uniforms. I like this part. Fraternize with the players, so to speak, and appear in beer ads.
Yeah.
When Roger Staubach went out, he went out on the top. They have retired. I'm resigning, cheerleader director Debbie Bond said. Jerry Jones, who bought the team earlier this year, did not return phone messages, so he didn't make any comments. But in addition, although they left, you know, for those reasons, he also did fire Tom Landry, the only coach in the history of the Cowboys.
Yeah, the winningest coach in football
in history,
and a genuine four-star horse's ass.
Well, maybe,
yeah, real
maybe the cheerleaders will go on tour with Landry now as the Brides of Christ. I think that would be...
That'd be nice, like an Up With People kind of thing?
Kind of thing.
Yeah. Under the former owner, H.R. Bum Bright, the cheerleaders were not allowed to drink or even be photographed holding a drink while they had their uniforms on.
Oh, that leaves
and,
a whole slew of things open.
Yeah,
but
yeah, as far as photography.
They didn't
put a photo options. Or
they didn't have to fraternize with the smelly players.
Yeah. It's nice to know that there's another sports owner out there that runs his team on the level of, like, a procurer, you know?
Yeah.
Besides
anyway,
George.
Just not before the game.
Anyway, right? here's a quote from, I know you're waiting for this one, a quote from Teggy Isip, age 21.
Who?
A two-year veteran of the cheerleading
of,
squad.
Of the Cowgirls.
She said Jones wanted to change the uniform, and do you know what we... What he wanted? Biker shorts and a halter top.
Yeah.
He wanted us to play hostess at parties and fraternize with the team. We've never done that. The worst thing is he wants us to be in beer commercials. We never even been able to have a drink in our hand. She's obviously no English major.
Until the reporter got there, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you know.
There it is.
Folks.
Guys talking about sports, folks.
Let's get on to the renouncements one last time.
All right.
Let's see. Thursday night at 145 Hudson Street in the North River Bar, the Empire State Soul Club meets, and you hear the Empress and Warren Lee and Jeff DeChef spinning soul records, and you can dance.
You can do a lot worse for your entertainment dollar,
it's
man.
Definitely,
that's for
you know,
sure.
It's like $5 to get in,
yeah.
I think. The Dragsters are at CBGB's tonight with those dancing dolls. Wild Girl and Marty, WFMU's own Wild Girl. They go on early, 10:30. The Soul Assassins are at the Strip. Havorka at the Ludlow Cafe tonight.
That's John Havorka, formerly of the Turbines, folks.
Now and then,
sort of like a cross between Duane Eddy and Peru Ubu.
And over at Gleason's Gym in Brooklyn is the very first Mexican street match.
Freestyle street fight in over
100 years,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, since Juarez took on Maximilian.
And what happens to the loser? In this one?
I don't know.
He rules Mexico.
Well,
the
winner. Oh, yeah.
That's the loser.
Yeah, the loser becomes a treasurer of Mexico.
Yeah. Oh. Well, that's good. Oh, I'd like to thank everybody who entered our ticket, Jerry Lee Lewis ticket, Jerry Lee Lewis movie question for the Ronnie Dawson ticket giveaway.
Yeah, that was the response was underwhelming. It was excellent.
But we did get a late response from our pal Quine, which was a pretty accurate one. The question was just what is that stupid look on Dennis Quaid's face when he's trying to act like Jerry Lee Lewis? And Quine,
I'll do it for you right now.
There it is. Radio Psych Gag. That's it. Exactly.
I actually do very, very... I did it in the mirror the other day and really scared the hell out of myself.
And Quine suggested his method acting...
His sense memory?
He studied the characters of Gomer Pyle, Bozo the Clown, and Goofy from the Disney movies. And that's pretty much a little part of each.
And the guy's a smart dresser, too, man.
Yeah.
You know, how much
Huey
genius.
There too, right?
I like that I was in the record library looking at the soundtrack for the movie. They have Jerry Lee doing songs in the movie that were recorded but weren't even released until, like, 1977. And he's just, like, Wild One.
Yeah, and
I'm on Fire, which didn't even come out until, like, 64. But it is a great song. In fact, the A-Bones used to do that one.
Yeah, we used to slaughter that one.
Anyway, let's get on with some more of these funny little plastic waffles. And this is running neck and neck with Sleeping With My Butt to the Wall for this year's big request item. So, got to do it.
Orange peel.
I love you, baby. forever, cause I love you.
That is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo Topless is believably real in Eastman color. But unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now. But they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo Topless. Feast your eyes on bumptious Pat Barringer. Buxotic Darlene Gray, luscious Sin Lene, delicious Darla Paris, yummy Diane Young, exciting Donna X, and bouncy Babett Bardot. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
It's all your fault.
This rock and roll is the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Well, kiss my baby, and it don't seem right. Too many people been holding her tight. Well, if everybody loving my baby, everybody is a loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby, but I need my brother, baby, don't you see? Well, I bought a Cadillac from a woman in style. I should have seen my money, but it carries no while. And everybody loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. Everybody is a loving my baby. But me, but don't you see? They got you, boy.
Incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Get a look at baby, baby. Get a look at baby, baby.
You will fancy something that the fish won't bite.
Salt, whoa, salt. Deliver me from that apple salt. Got a date with a fever Friday night. She's a real good chick, life is looking bright. She phones and says I'm sorry, Dad.
Oh, I got a cold and it's real bad.
Salt, whoa, salt. Don't go for that apple salt. Have a fight with the girl, a word or two. Don't fall apart when she says you're true. A diamond ring spins right away. It's move the groove
and leave a year's pay.
Salt, whoa, salt. Don't go for that apple salt. Salt, whoa, salt. They go for that
apple salt.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange.
It's all true.
That was the Jades with Applesauce, counting backwards. Charlie Feathers with Everybody's Loving My Baby But Me. You're playing on a benefit, Hill Brooks.
Yeah, there's a benefit for him. I forget the date, maybe the 15th. No, I won't even say the date. It's early August. Stay tuned to this space for more details. So next week at the same bat time.
Charlie
it's in Baltimore.
He's real ill.
It's going to feature us, the A-Bones, Tex Rabinowitz.
Us? Who's us and the A-Bones?
The A-Bones.
Okay. You threw me.
Bub. That Robert Gordon fool. God knows who else. Charlie Feathers himself, I hope.
Yeah. Billy Hancock, I think, is on it.
Billy Hancock, yeah. Basically a bunch of like weird like Washington area rockabilly guys.
Yeah.
I don't know where we fit into all that because like we're neither, really. I don't know. Gonna find out the hard way.
Personal Friends of Billy Poor is where you guys fit in, I guess.
Precisely, of course. Yeah.
Counting back again, Bo Diddley in some extreme stereo there with Mess Around.
Yeah, that's, pick your favorite channel.
That's great. Bobby Lee Trammell with It's All Your Fault, Big Joe Turner, Teenage Letter, and we open up with the Rockefellers and Orange Peel. If you didn't notice, we opened with Orange Peel, we closed with Applesauce. Draw your own conclusions there, folks.
What meaning can we divine from the fact that we played Orange Peel every week now for about a month?
It's a great record, and you can't hear it anywhere else.
Not for long.
It'll be out on the Big Itch Volume 2 soon, and then we can stop playing it.
Then it'll be played to death on everybody else's show.
Yeah, because if anybody wants to hear it, they can just go buy the record. And what do you think of a big mess about hearing loss in rock with the Who tour?
God, those guys are such knuckleheads.
There's this good article here I got about life on death row looms for rockers. You know, Pete Townsend's bitching about, I mean, obviously his hearing must have gone about 20 years ago. I mean,
yeah.
The guy rewrote a rock opera because he thought he was Beethoven because he couldn't hear anything. Anyways, Ted Nugent acknowledges his left ear is only there for looks. It doesn't work. I can't even talk on the phone with it. He's deaf. And I guess the guitar player in Pill
is almost completely
deaf.
Keith Levine?
No, the guy who replaced him, I guess, Lou Edmonds.
He's completely deaf.
And the attitude increasing is being adopted by rock's veteran performers of turning the amps down. Such acts as Robert Plant, Bruce Springsteen, Elton John, and U2 have lowered their amplifier and monitor volume. And here's an interesting thing, is that heavy metal band Motley Crue recently paid $30,000 to a 52-year-old woman who sued the band for permanent hearing loss after going to one of their concerts. And there are cases pending against the Jacksons, David Lee Roth, Neil Young, and get this, the Pandoras.
Go figure. I wouldn't mind going deaf to appropriate knee-age. I think I've gotten pretty close.
Of all those people, I guess Neil Young is the only one I can sue. I can just say I went to a couple of Neil Young shows, and that could have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Edgar Winter is back in the news.
Where he belongs.
He's got a concept album coming out of songs written by L. Ron Hubbard, the missing Church of Scientology leader.
Edgar Winter's the Frankenstein one, right?
Yeah, he's the one I guess everybody does it now, but I thought it was extremely stupid and uncool looking to see a guy with an electric piano hanging around his neck on rock concert.
Dookie stick.
Anyway, it's going to be a 10-volume series called Mission Earth.
Excellent.
And we'll have it here, but we're going to play the thing. It's an entire...
Yeah, on CD. It's, yeah. Along with that Kenny Rogers record about the cowboys in space.
Oh, man.
Planet Texas.
That's it, Planet
Kenny
Texas.
Kenny Rogers. Anyway, you know, it's about that time where we run out of news and we can play more records.
Yeah.
And what do we got queued up here? Ah, Chuck Wiley, time to tear it up one time. Why don't you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Baptized in wine.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
That's freedom. That's freedom. Woo! That's freedom. That's You're a groovy boy. I'd like to strap you on sometime.
Girl don't show. Wait a minute, buddy, I'm away from the town. I'm all tied up like a ball of twine. My baby's been dealing with rough guys. My baby's been dealing with rough guys. Yo-yo without a piece of string. Baby's been dealing with rough guys. 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 She feels that rough guy. Give me the rough guy. Without any rights, baby, been dealing with rough guys.
Suffering from MB? Moldsman, listen to me. Don't lose tools and valuable clothes to rust and corrosion. The answer, of course, is an RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier. The world's only complete humidifier. Just plug it in with no pans to empty, no more moisture worries of any kind, because the RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier turns itself on. Takes the moisture out of the air, automatically empties the water into your drain, regardless of where the dehumidifier is placed, and then turns itself off. The RCA Whirlpool Electric Dehumidifier removes 26 pints of water in 24 hours and is guaranteed to outperform any other on the market or your money back. A dehumidifier is a must on a day like this, but just a dehumidifier alone is not enough. The RCA Whirlpool is the only completely automatic electric dehumidifier from America's most complete family of home appliances. RCA Whirlpool electric dehumidifiers start at $88.
Yeah.
back in the jungle.
Did anybody figure what that song is about?
Where you at, man? I don't know.
I don't know either. The Saucers with Chow Willy Rada.
You know.
Counting backwards, Johnny and the Rockers with Rough Cut. The Phalliance with Frida Frida. Haven't played that in about a year.
Yeah, it goes out to Barry, wherever he is.
Yes, homeboy Barrence Woodfield.
Exactly.
Johnny Emilio, Joanne, Screaming Jay Hawkins with Baptize Me in Wine. And we opened up with Chuck Wylie and Tear It Up. And that just about wraps it up.
Where do the time go, man?
Another week. Anyway, I'd like to thank Coffee Achiever Poster Child here, Bill Bruch, for the color commentator.
You're welcome.
You've done good, kid.
And yeah, I'm turning
Andy the
purple.
Bartender.
Aloha.
And knows how to mix them up.
Uh-huh.
And Laurie S. is up next.
Well, that's a good thing.
If the good Lord's willing and the crick don't rise and don't count, and maybe, hopefully, one of them will happen.
You're going to choke yourself to death on those headphones.
Yeah,
man.
I'll be back next week. And that's it. WFMU East Orange.
Yep.
Jody Williams.
Mm-hmm.